USA News. I'm Corey Myers. President Biden says negotiations to raise the debt ceiling are moving along, telling reporters there are real discussions about a deal, but we're not there yet. While former President Trump canceled his rally yesterday in Iowa because of possible tornadoes, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held his.
Amid reports that DeSantis is on the verge of the announcement, he spent Saturday on the would-be campaign trail in Iowa, where he highlighted the GOP's formula for success.
If we make 2024 election a referendum on Joe Biden and his failures, and if we provide a positive alternative for the future of this country, Republicans will win across the board.
However, DeSantis said Republicans need to stay on message.
If we get distracted, if we focus the election on the past or on other side issues, then I think the Democrats are going to beat us again.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
The governor of North Carolina formally rejecting a Republican-backed abortion bill.
Hundreds of abortion rights activists applauded in Raleigh Saturday as Democratic Governor Roy Cooper placed his veto stamp on the legislation known as Senate Bill 20. The measure would lower the window for abortions in the state from 20 weeks to 12 and add other restrictions as well. It's not clear if Republicans can muster enough votes in the North Carolina House and Senate to override Cooper's veto. I'm Karen Sloan.
New York City launching an asylum seeker arrival center at a hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Mayor Eric Adams says it'll provide migrants with legal and medical services, as well as placing them, if needed, in shelters or humanitarian relief centers. The hotel had been closed for nearly 3 years due to the pandemic. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Billions of dollars being spent on mom today, and rightfully so. It's Mother's Day, and the National Retail Federation says 84% of U.S. adults plan on getting mom a gift. They estimate over $35 billion will be spent on gifts and outings for mom this year. The EPA being ordered to regulate a chemical used in rocket fuel that's been found in drinking water.
The chemical is called perchlorate and has been linked to thyroid issues and damaging fetal brain development. In 2020, the Trump administration said there was no meaningful opportunity to address perchlorate, but on Tuesday, a federal court reversed that decision. The EPA says in 2020, anywhere between 26,000 and 620,000 people could have been consuming dangerous levels of the chemical in their drinking water. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Writers Guild of America strike entering day 13. The strike began after WGA's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired on May 2nd. Thousands of WGA members have been picketing outside Los Angeles area studios. The Writers Guild of America seeking changes, including improved compensation for writers. A deputy in Central Florida rescued a 6-foot boa constrictor she found slithering along a road. She handed it over to the local exotic animal rescue for safekeeping. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.